it's very disturbing news what's come out. Thankfully, none of the members have been injured. But as you said rightly, security is paramount in these situations. And I suppose the lack of maybe extra resources or Gardaí around the place and the need for a new Garda Central Station is one of the things that has to be highlighted here as well. So thankfully, nothing has happened. It's major issues anyway.
And while Gardaí are obviously trained themselves to deal with situations like this, it does also raise concern as to the equipment that they have to hand to deal with situations like this, and as you touched on, the number of them in the first place.
Unexpected incidents, you can never know what's going to happen. Thankfully, their training would have come into use. But as you says rightly, the stuff that they're using, I believe there's a need for more. I don't believe there's a need for too much more, because you don't want to become a completely controlled policing state. But I do believe that extra resources into the Gardaí, especially for training and numbers, one of the things I've always highlighted was the lack of Gardaí numbers around town and in the county, because crime, whether they come out and say it or not, is at an all-time high. There's just a lack of Gardaí to deal with any situations. But again, thankfully, there's nobody injured. But also the mental health issues that's going on. I believe this was a mental health issue. The lack of mental health resources here as well, or services, is something that has to be called into question as well.
Is it a worrying time for people in Sligo, as a local representative yourself, to hear things like this happening?
Well, like I said, one of the things is the lack of Gardaí around. Where when I was growing up years ago, you used to have your community Gardaí, and thankfully up in where the area we have, we still have one, but there's not enough. You know, I believe we need more in every little community, every area, because at all hours of the night or all hours of the day, things can happen. And if one of the things that drives me nuts actually is the fact that you have to ring Galway station now to get through the Sligo Garda station, which is completely wrong, because at the end product of that is that the service would be privatised. You might never get an answer. The Garda station is located in the centre of town. If there's an issue anywhere within a couple of miles radius, you should be able to ring them. You shouldn't have to ring Galway. So that's one of the problems as well, where the services need to be properly funded. And every year or every month you'll come out and you'll hear them saying that there's extra resources, but where's the extra Gardaí in Sligo? How many have we got? 3? You know, for the district, it's not good enough. And I think we're expanding up to maybe Donegal as well, and that's nowhere near enough. And the same with the armed response unit. There should be one in every county.